Welcome to the doorstep of Intentional Living Center, and we open the doors and come on in. If it's a warm day, cold day, snowy day, sunny day, whatever it is, come on in. This is a great place to be because it's always sunny and warm here at our Intentional Living Center. Here's the question. Think for a moment about a simple word or phrase or someone who has said something to you that encouraged you, that lifted you in your spirit. We're going to talk about the power of words today from Intentional Living. Come on in. We're going to get intentional. I'm going to ask you to think about four questions you better ask yourself before you speak another word, okay?
From the studios of the Intentional Living Center in Tucson, Arizona, welcome to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Hey, we just opened up our phone, so call now 1-888-888-1717. That's 1-888-888-1717. Now, to help you be intentional with your words, here's Randy.
All right, thank you, Kurt. And that's exactly what we want to do in these 30 minutes. And so the lines are open. Call quickly. And I just like to know, you tell me someone and the words that they spoke that just have lifted you over the years. Maybe it was a father or grandfather or mom, or maybe a neighbor or pastor, someone who said, what, that you can do it, or I'm praying for you, or don't give up. I don't know. What were the words that they spoke and what difference did they make in your life? We got four questions that you need to ask yourself before you speak. I think four questions you need to ask yourself before you say something that really is going to matter in someone's life. I'll tell you what those questions are in a moment. Words matter. I think many of us approach our speaking as opposed to, you know, ready, aim, fire, you know, like we should, getting ready, making right aim of the words we want to use, or as the Bible says, using a word aptly spoken. Many of us, we get ready, fire, and then aim. You know, we just shoot out words, and we just say words. We don't understand the power of words. Even the Bible says in John 1:1 that in the beginning was the Word. And when we think of words, create pictures and images in our mind. If I say banana, you have a picture, don't you? You're thinking it, right? I mean, you're not hearing just the letters of the word banana. You're picturing a banana. If I say apple or I say snowstorm, those of you in the midst of it, you can look out the window. Those in sunnier places in the country, you can picture it in your mind. So when we think of words, words can either help us, they can hurt, they can comfort, they can heal. Words can destroy, they can confuse, they can frustrate. And the Bible says that a word aptly spoken is like apples of gold and settings of silver, a beautiful picture. And there are four questions that we need to ask before we speak, words that matter. If you're in a meeting, let's say you're on a church board or you're in a relationship and you need to speak with someone or you need to confront an issue or someone is hurting and you don't know what words to speak or any words at all. So I want to help you today by challenging you to think about four intentional questions to ask yourself before you speak. All right? But as we go through this half hour, I'd love to hear from you, someone who has said something in your life that has just encouraged you and built you up. Maybe they're gone. Maybe they're not even in your life any longer, but you can remember it. Even as I speak, you can remember it. 888-888-1717.
One of the things I decided to be intentional about is, you know, the little white lies people tell? I don't want to tell anymore.
My problem has been talking too much, and so I'm asking the Lord to help me with my words. And I thought, well, if he can shut the mouth of the lions, and like he did in the lion's den, he can certainly shut my mouth.
So. My wife stopped telling me how bad things were, and it was my fault. And after we merged with God's mercy, she demonstrated the fact that God had worked in her life and in telling me that now she loved me and depended on me.
Yeah, it's actually in the book of Proverbs as well, that even a fool seems wise when he keeps his mouth shut. So sometimes it's better not to say anything at all and just let the situation unfold.
You ever said anything dumb and wish you could draw it back after you've said it, maybe to your spouse? You know, you've said, I tell the story in my conferences about coming home one day and Donna had a little, she had a little car she drove and there was a scratch all the way down the side of the car from the front to the back of the car that wasn't there when I'd left earlier. And, well, you know, it wasn't bad. It was just a scratch all the way down the side. It's going to need some repair, and there was some damage to the car. But when I walked in, instead of comforting her and asking her, was she okay, I could see there was no blood, no broken bones. And instead of being smart and caring and, you know, I use my logical mind here and figure out everything's okay, but the car. So my words were, how'd you do that? You hear the silence? And she said, I'm fine, thank you. Ouch. I deserve that, by the way. You know, there was no intention to be insensitive. And I think many times we speak words we don't have an intention that's, you know, ill-advised or ill-intended. But as we say, we judge ourselves by our intentions, even with our words. We judge ourselves by my intention when I say something. I'm trying to correct, or I'm trying to be helpful, or I just want to be a good friend. So we judge ourselves by our intentions. Others judge us by our words. They judge us by our actions. They judge us by the way they perceive what we say. And sometimes that can be devastating. And so I do have four questions I would encourage you to ask before you speak. And I guess I would ask you, who's spoken into your life at some point that has made a positive difference? Someone who's spoken to your life, some words, maybe a phrase, a statement, a letter, something that really made a difference. Give us a call. I'd love to hear it. 888-888-1717 is the number. I'll come back and I'll share those four questions with you here in just a minute.
I listen to Family Life Radio every day. And my stepmother just died, and I have regrets because we had gotten into an argument, and I told her that she was not my mother, and I never had a chance to make amends to her. And she died last night at 9:40. So what I have done is called hospice, and I've written a letter to her. She brought my father to Christianity, and my father has been baptized. And my father and I used to fight all the time. And now, because of God, through Jan, my stepmother, my father and I have a good relationship. We talk about the Bible and Jesus Christ all the time. And I wrote the letter to let her know that and to apologize to her, make amends to her for yelling at her like that because it was wrong. We're going to read the letter and let it go. And I know that she's in Jesus' sweet arms today. And I love her very, very much. Thank you.
You know, you think of first words and last words. We spend a lot of time around words, don't we? We got a couple little grandchildren now that are our little Eli's just starting to talk. And then little Aya, our newest little grandbaby, is not quite there. She's only a couple of months old. But, you know, now it's the first smile and the first coo and... But don't we spend a lot of time, we're concerned about the first words that our children and grandchildren speak? Well, oh, what are they going to speak? What's the first words? But there's also the last words. What does a person say? Their last words. Words matter, and I think sometimes we don't stop to think about it. And so let me share with you four questions I would encourage you to ask before you speak. I mean, before you say something that's, you know, can have an impact on someone's life. First of all, what is it that needs to be said? Maybe you have a problem in your marriage and something needs to be said. Maybe you're having a problem with your finances and you got to deal with it. Something's got to be said. Maybe you're having a challenge with your teenager and something's got to be said. You can't just ignore it. In fact, I think sometimes lack of words or proper words can be just as destructive as not crafting some words you need to speak. Silence may be golden, but not when you have to confront an issue. And so what needs to be said? See, when you're ready to speak to a person, the question is, what do you need to communicate? If in the terms of your marriage, if there's a problem and you need to speak something, you need to sit down and craft, what are the words that need to be said? What is it that needs to be communicated? A teenager that's being rebellious and disrespectful, you need to challenge those issues. Now, it's what words you use that matter. That's what we're saying. We're not saying we don't speak. We're just saying that a word aptly spoken makes a difference. And I tell you what, you know this, and I know this. There have been people who have come to you and to me who have said some dumb things they didn't intend to say, but it hurt and it confused and it makes you angry when someone says you this or you that, and immediately the defenses go up. So what is it needs to be said? Let me give an example. You know, maybe you're married, and there's a problem with finances in your marriage. and you're not on the same page. And as a result, you don't know where your money is going. Bills are falling behind. You're not where you want to be. You're not knowing where you're going to be when you get to retirement years. Something needs to be said. And so coming to a conclusion of what needs to be said, which in that case might be we've got some issues. We've got some issues we need to settle on. The second question is, how should I say it? With this question, we need to be very intentional and focused on how to say it. If the money is the issue in the marriage, I'm not going to blame. You know, I'm going to say something along the line of, you know, I think we would agree we're not where we want to be, or where did we intend to be with money at this point? And I think it's pretty clear that we're not on the same page. It's not that you're right and I'm wrong, but because we're not on the same page, there's confusion as a result of that. We end up overspending, or we don't use good judgment, and so on. So what needs to be said, and how should you say it? There's two more questions, and we'll get to those here in just a couple minutes. Let me take a caller, though. Dee Dee's on the line in Arizona. Hi, Dee Dee.
Hi.
Appreciate your call.
Thank you.
How do you relate to this words? Who's spoken a word made a difference in your life?
Well, myself. Actually, I've spoken from a young child. And I passed it on to children who lived around me. And I've been in Arizona all my life, 48 years old. And my son now has a family. And I'm learning to communicate now. I'm having a little trouble there. But I'm coming up with some good words and in memory of, you know, just spending some time alone and knowing that the good Lord's out there with everybody at all times. And he always comes back to me. And my daughter was questioning me when she was going for communion, I forget what it's called, in the church. Pastor Dennis ran it in North Phoenix, and she graduated from there. And she asked me questions to go to for her homework. Yeah. And the main thing was, I told her, was, to be a friend, you have to. To have a friend, you have to be a friend.
I think sometimes we look at words, Dee Dee. There's instructive words, there's comforting words, encouraging words, and sometimes all our children need is just that confirmation, and sometimes just a little instruction. Here's what I tell people, though, in especially with adult children, if you have something you want to share, the best thing to do is ask for permission. Is it okay? Can I share something with you? And as they give you permission, they stay in charge of what they want from you. And if they say no, then you back off. But that can be a very encouraging thing to do. Appreciate it. Thank you, Dee Dee. Let me go to Michelle. What encouraging word have you heard, Michelle? What's made a difference in your life?
My pastor had something to say to me. He said, Michelle, you need to let go. Whatever you think people have said to you or what they have done to you in the past, just let go. And that's been a wonderful relief for me. It's wonderful words. Permission to let go.
Yeah, because, well, that's right. You said you get permission to let go because it's easy to hang on to things, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, so that made a difference in your life.
It made a big difference.
Yeah. Isn't that interesting?
I'm a much happier person since I heard those words.
Isn't that interesting? Just a sentence. Hey, Michelle, let it go. Let it go. Some things you can control, some things you can't. The words we speak matter. Thank you. Appreciate your calls. Two more questions I'm going to encourage you to ask before you speak in just a minute.
Yes, this is a comment that I have on words, and I'm just listening to your station. This is the second time I've listened, and I'm really enjoying it. And I'm calling from Overland Park, Kansas. And I just remember my mother used to tell me, you know, she heard me talking to my kids in a way she didn't like. She would say, Deb, weigh your words carefully. They're heavier than you think. And at the time, I don't think I realized that now I know what she meant. I mean, it could affect them for a long, long time. And I know they do. They did with me. So God bless you. Hope this helps anyone out there listening.
Well, someone, I'm sure. Thank you for sharing your stories, by the way, on our comment line, story line, at 888-888-1717. On Facebook, Jeannie's weighed in. She said on this question of when has a simple word from someone really encouraged you? And the word was, be still, my daughter. Be still, my daughter. Now, mom could say that, but you know, you could also hear the Holy Spirit speaking in your spirit to say, hey, just be still. When you think of the Word of God, that can speak to you as well, can it? You think about the encouragement of a scripture verse or a passage or a story that's made a difference in your life. So questions, four questions to ask before you speak. Number three is, when should you say it? I think timing is one of those critical things in talking to another person that we don't take into consideration. Typically, in the heat of battle is not the right time to speak. It's time to shut up and listen. Back off. Question with open-ended questions that you can absorb and not try to attack or defend. That's not the moment. I know it's the reaction, and I know that we all are guilty of it at sometimes. But mature people, as we grow in our intentional living in Christ, we learn that sometimes it needs to be silence, with the timing being at another time. Maybe when you're confronting an issue that needs to be discussed, it's done at a time separate from the heated moment when things can get so overheated. And I know I do that. You know, you're emotionally engaged, you're passionate about whatever the topic is, you have something to say, and you say it. That's why the scripture, when it says a word aptly spoken, by the word aptly means not only the right word, but at the right time. See, a word aptly spoken, right word, right time, right season, right way. And then there's this word picture. It's like a setting of apples of gold in this beautiful silver bowl. That's a beautiful picture. I use it in my conferences as a reminder of the power of words. In fact, hundreds of people have written on golden apples that I spray painted with gold paint around my conferences. They've written words that have made a difference in their lives, or words that their spouse have spoken to them that had made a difference. And timing is so critical. When to say what needs to be said. More on the questions to ask yourself in a moment, and you're welcome to join us at 888-888-1717.
I ran into the upstairs to a girl.
Is she a pretty girl?
So this theory of yours, I'm curious.
I don't believe that dating trains us to be good husbands and wives. Trains us to be skilled in the superficial.
Who talks like that?
Why don't you just crawl back under that cute little antique shop and make up some more theories you never test out at the grown-up table anymore?
I came here ready to forgive you no matter what.
You make it sound so easy.
You make it sound impossible.
All I want is for you to tell me how I make you feel.
And that's a clip from Old Fashioned, the movie. It's a retro-modern love story. That's the best way that I can describe it. It reminds all of us, that regardless of past experiences, you can find and create a love that'll last a lifetime. It's for Mom and Dad, Parents Night In, if you will, and it's our gift to you on DVD when you become a member of the Intentional Living Center. And not just that, but since we're giving you Parents Night In, we thought Parents Night Out would be a great idea, too. And that's our way of putting you in the front row at Dr. Randy's conference, recorded last fall, and it's two sessions on DVD. Again, our way of saying thanks when you become a member with your monthly gift of any amount to the Ministry of Intentional Living. How do you do that? It's easy. You just go online to theintentionallife.com, again, theintentionallife.com, or give us a call, 888-888-1717, press 4.
All right, as you mentioned, we're here at the end of the month.
Yeah.
It's time to do it.
That's right, so just a few days left.
There you go. Go to theintentionallife.com or call the number Dawn mentioned and join us in support of the ministry. And when you do, as a member, every month I get a chance to come and send you CDs teaching, encouraging on your journey. I'm glad to do it. Thanks for your support.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Our lines are still open, 1-888-888-1717. Coming up, Dr. Randy's got more to help you be intentional for your life. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
It's a statement, simple yet meaningful. It's a powerful reminder that you have purpose and direction. While the millions of other fish are heading into the net, you're living free and living intentionally. It's your stake in the ground. You refuse to live the lie and will now celebrate the truth. It's two simple words that declare you're pursuing the one thing today that will change your world tomorrow. It's the Intentional Living wristband, and it simply says one thing. To purchase, go to theintentionallife.com.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Our lines are still open. 1-888-888-1717. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible entirely by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. Randy?
Okay, thank you, Kurt. We are at the Intentional Living Center, right in the studio portion of our center here, and not far from me is our teaching center, where we create our video resources and hold classes and help people live intentionally in Christ. If you're ever in the Tucson area, I'd love to have you be a part of it. Stopping by to come and visit with us. You know, we're talking about the power of words today. It's interesting. There's a picture in the book of James chapter 3 that talks about words. Here's what it says, James 3, 5, and 6. A tiny spark can set a great forest afire. You know, where we live, we live in the mountain areas of southern Arizona, and we have the mountains around us and up into the Mogollon Rim and other places where there's beautiful pine trees. And every summer when things get really dry in the desert, even a tiny spark, you know, someone leaves a campfire burning or a cigarette thrown out the window, even a tiny spark can set a great forest on fire. We've seen every year, not only here in our home state, but all over the West in particular, where one spark can set thousands of acres on fire. And then James takes that picture that's so clear, we've seen it on the news, and says, and the tongue is a flame of fire. It is a whole world of wickedness corrupting your entire body. It can set your whole life on fire. Some of you have been burned by your words. And that's why we caution, you know, what we say, how we say it, making sure the intentions are clearly motivated and pure, and that we articulate it in a way that doesn't set a fire ablaze, but we do it with great passion and at the same time with clarity. And that's being intentional. Okay, let me go to the calls here. We got Rochelle in New Mexico. Hi there.
Hi.
How are you today?
I'm doing good, thank you.
Fantastic. What's your comment on the power of words?
I will just say that words have, you know, it's very powerful. When we speak and yell at the kids or to anyone, it's powerful and it hurts badly. Mm. I myself was born with 15 siblings, and wow, most of the time my sibling will just get into me whenever something wrong happened or something just I didn't do. They don't trust you. They're just going to get into you, that you're going to feel down and low self-esteem. I have been feeling myself low self-esteem and worthless since I was about 6 years old. And I went through that for so long that I started believing that I'm worthless, that I'm just a stupid girl like they call, and all kind of bad name that will come out to them. So I let that get into me since I was 6 years old until now that I'm 25. Mm. I'm starting to realize that, no, those words can never let me down. I'm not that person.
You're not.
I'm not that kind of person. And God sent me in this war. He knows why. It's not because of my family. It's because God wanted me to be here. Mm. And my father, before he died, he always used to tell me that I'm a very smart woman, that I shouldn't let this world bother me as much. I can make my life better as I want. I can make things better, and I shouldn't worry about that. Now that I start thinking what my dad told me, so I'm starting to believe in myself, and I'm seeing that things are going good than the way I used to think before.
Good for you. Listen, Rochelle, your dad's right. Your dad is absolutely right. You know, we can absorb words and they hurt. Here's what I've experienced working with people over the years. Some of the smartest people, I mean just intelligent people, are sometimes the ones most damaged by words, because being sometimes so intelligent, we're also aware. And being aware, we kind of absorb it like a sponge. And we start to believe what people say about us. But because you're a smart young woman, you recognize that these words are not reality. Not every word spoken is reality. You look at how people in our culture are getting confused when they're getting messages online and what have you, and they're running off after things that are not truth. And we keep coming back to truth, Rochelle, and I would challenge you to focus on the truth that is very clear that God has made each of us with a very special talent and a gift. He's made us as unique individuals with our own fingerprint and DNA, that He has a plan and a purpose for every person on this planet. And one of the passions of our life and our ministry here is to help people find what that purpose is for their life and live it to the fullest, whatever that may be. And so my encouragement is for you to believe what your dad said. You're a very special young woman that God created with a purpose, and that's why you're here, and that you'd be intentional in finding it and living it every day intentionally for Him. And one of the things I think it's important for us to see as we go through the seasons of life is that we need to be successful in each of these seasons to be able to move on to the next one. And I break it down into three basic seasons of life. First is the red seasons up until about age 30. And you can see that the challenge in these seasons from the first 10 years and then through the teen years and then through the 20s is finding that we belong, finding what our identity is in Christ, and finding our purpose. Things we talked about a little bit ago, didn't we? About the five things that your kids need to know before they leave home. And one of the things I share with you here tonight is if you're raising children in these decades, to the extent that you know your identity, you know your purpose, and you know that you belong, is going to be the extent that you're going to be able to help your children who are in this stage.
Mm.
All right. People tell me they're fascinated with these seasons of life. It's all there on Parents Night Out. And we're just about ready to wrap up this very special offer, Dawn.
That's right. Not very much time left in the month of October. And so I encourage you right now, as you're thinking about getting involved, becoming a member of the Intentional Living Center, do it today. We'll send you that that DVD of Dr. Randy's Parents Night Out, two sessions on DVD, and lots of practical help for you, as well as Old Fashioned the Movie, also another DVD that we have for you today as a special way of saying thanks for your support of Intentional Living. Your monthly gift of any amount makes you a member, also makes you eligible to receive those CDs every month, coaching and teaching from Dr. Randy. Sign up today. Join us at theintentionallife.com. theintentionallife.com, or call us 888-888-1717 and press number 4.
And I can hear the clock ticking down the time. So respond today, and we look forward to being able to send you ongoing teaching every month from Intentional Living as well. So go to theintentionallife.com. Tomorrow we open the phone lines live to talk parenting. Hope you come and join us right here at the Intentional Living Center.